Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeartRadio, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us and rate us weekly. This is 1019B. Remember, 1020 is a special on longevity where I'm going to talk about the latest 14 research areas in longevity and why we think you're going to get to live to be so much longer if you make it to 2030. But in the meantime, we have great guests. Last week was Fred Herbert, who is the husband of Tracy, who's on this week. But Fred Herbert is the proprietor of Longevity Codes and author of the book Longevity Codes. LongevityCodes.com, I should tell you, is a wonderful website that has a ton of material about longevity on it, as well as some wonderful podcasts you'll want to listen to. This is 1019B, and as usual, we are proud to be sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to find out if you need some supplements or if they will benefit you and to get them personalized just to you. You can go to mypersona.com. And by the way, there's no obligation, and you can talk to a nutritionist to find out the specifics of what you're missing and what you can do instead of supplements to make up for anything you are missing, if you are missing something. That's mypersona.com. Tracy Herbert has been a type 1 diabetic for about 40 years, as I understand it. Is that right, Tracy?
I'm on my 43rd year now. I was diagnosed at 17.
So she's telling you she's 60. If she's had it for 43 years and diagnosed at age 17. And the remarkable thing is how few complications she has had of type 1 diabetes. We often say that a type 1 diabetic in lousy control ages a half year for every year they have it, or she'd be the equivalent of about 81 or 82, and about a third of a year for perfect control. So she's beating those odds considerably. And Tracy, let me talk about one of the things that I think you do, which you use continuous glucose monitoring now. Is that right?
Yes, it is, and it's a life changer. I am so thrilled with that. When I was diagnosed, we didn't even have home blood testing machines. So much has changed since I was diagnosed, and I love the way you just gave those statistics, because when I was diagnosed, they told me I would be dead in 20 years and die with horrible complications, like going blind, like having amputations, you know, all the horrible things that go with diabetes, and then never be able to have children. Well, not only do I have two healthy children, I'm a grandmother, but to celebrate, and I say that jokingly, celebrate my diagnosis of diabetes, my 40th anniversary, I rode my bicycle from San Francisco to New York City, and I don't have any complications, so that's actually even more important to say that it is possible. Now, I've done a lot and lot of guinea pig trials on myself to see what works and what works best, and I tell you one thing, my 3M formula, mind, mouth, and move, but what really transformed my life was when I really started learning to eat to live and not living to eat. And I tell you, my A1Cs, and that's just a blood test for people with diabetes that averages 3 months. It's been for the last 15 years, they don't even consider me having diabetes, although I'm taking insulin still. Yeah, and obviously I will until there's a cure. But so it's, I've just been doing so much research.
We should say for people tuning in, we're just talking to Tracy Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, the author of Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph, Lessons from 40 Years of Beating the Odds, and she's also the author of Ride for Hope, about her ride from San Francisco to New York, and also she is the co-author of Longevity Codes, and it sounds like the motivator of her husband getting healthy. But you were healthy all along and have pushed all along. Now, from what I understand, you have a hemoglobin A1C. By the way, hemoglobin A1C is just a hemoglobin with a glucose stuck at the A1C position for our listeners, and that makes that hemoglobin less able to function in releasing oxygen, which causes some of the complications of diabetes. So Tracy has kept a A1C, as I understand it, at 6 or below. We say 6.3 or so is diabetic, 5.6 to 6.3 is what we call pre-diabetic. But for type 1 diabetes, to keep it below 7 is where people aim. She's aiming for much better control than that. Is that right?
That's right. I average between 5.3 and 5.7. I haven't had anything over a 5.7 in probably 15 years, something like that. But what's so amazing about that, and again, it goes all back to exercising and moving and have the right mindset. But what's so important is I don't have those horrible lows, which can obviously kill people, but I also don't have the highs. So I eat a lot of things like salads. I stay in eating low glycemic foods, you know, like the raspberries, the blueberries and things like that. I don't eat a whole lot of processed food because when you eat processed food and you have diabetes, it messes with your blood sugar. Well, it messes with everybody's blood sugar, but when you have diabetes, you have to be very careful. And when I really grasp the thought, you know, eat to live, don't live to eat, it changed my life, because that's what it's about. It's just keeping up and doing what you're supposed to be doing in order to take care of your health. And it's amazing, because as I reach now 60, I have more energy now than I did in my mid-30s. And it was all because of changing what I ate.
Now, you have a 3M program. You want to describe that to us?
Yes. And actually, my endocrinologist, before he retired, he kept saying, Tracy, you've got to write a book because people've got to know about this stuff. And so my 3M formula is mind. You've got to have the right mindset and realize, you know, we all have setbacks. But when you have a setback, how you take care of that setback and how you move forward, you can do anything. And I chose at 17, I was going to be better and not bitter. And so that's a mindset thing. And so every day I could say, you know what? I could eat that nasty donut, or I could have an apple. What are you going to choose? And so I say, I don't want to eat something that's going to hurt me. So that's the mindset. And then mouth, like I say, learn to eat to live, don't live to eat, and make those choices. And so many people try to make too many choices at once, but it's like, you know, just find something today that you can replace an unhealthy item with a healthy item, and you're going to be shocked at how much better you start feeling. And then move, you know, got to get off our chairs and move more. As Americans, we sit too much. And so find exercise that you enjoy, because when you enjoy it, you're going to do it over and over again. And that's what I've been living with for 43 years, just kind of this 3M formula, just doing it every day. What do I have to do to have the right mindset? What do I need to do to eat that's going to help me and not hurt me? And what kind of exercise am I going to do today? It's pretty simple. It may be for you just going for a walk, or maybe somebody might be like me and want to ride their bicycle across the country.
Now, the message in addition to that, if you will, let me come back to one of the points in Longevity Codes, which I think is also one of the things that you maintain, is you it's harder to do it alone, and it's much easier to do it with someone working with you, and that a coach is a common thing to have to be able to keep motivated.
That's exactly right, because together we're stronger, And when you have somebody on your team, you know, you poor doctors are working yourselves ragged because you're seeing so many patients and needing those patients having questions and everything. And I always tell everybody, the most important person on your team has got to be your physician, because they're the ones that are going to help you with the science and the medical side. But then people like me, that just, like, I have a coaching client right now that just, he's off of all of his diabetes medication, which is exciting. Now, he had pre-diabetes. He doesn't have type 1 or type 2. But what happened, all he needed was me to send him a text every day saying, what did you eat and how did you exercise? And then he kept saying, I can do this, I can do this. And his doctor was giving him a high five saying, you no longer have diabetes. And that's what's so important, because 88 million Americans have pre-diabetes. And that's a disease, unlike type 1, I'm not going to compare, type 1 is totally different, but pre-diabetes, so many times, just with lifestyle changes, they can transform their lives and they don't have diabetes any longer. I never say it's reversed, I always call it in remission, because if you change your unhealthy habits, then, or your healthy habits to your unhealthy habits, then you're not going to have, then you'll have diabetes again. But when you do this kind of stuff and you have somebody on your team, and it may be a spouse, and that spouse may say, hey, are you going to exercise today? But spouses aren't always the best, because then it could be nagging. And that's where I had a problem with Fred. Like you mentioned earlier, you had just mentioned Fred, or interviewed Fred on the podcast. And he, I tried to help him and tried to help him. But until that light bulb clicked and he said, I need to make a change, then I could help him. But it's the same thing. You've got to find the right kind of doctors that are going to willing to listen to you and help you. And then find the accountability coach. I'm a personal trainer, so I help people on that avenue. I'm a wellness coach. And I use my psychology background to help people. And it's just when people realize that they can do something and they can make a change, but then they're freaking out saying, what am I going to do? How do I do it? Because people think you have to do this, 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 and this, and this. But it's just every day, make a little step, and then you're going to eventually get to a big step. You know what I mean? It's just every day, do something that's going to help you get the goals that you want. And then just like when I left San Francisco on my bicycle, if I'd have thought I've got 3,527 miles till I get to New York City, I would have been overwhelmed. But every day I got on my bicycle and I said, I'm going for a bike ride. The next thing you know, you turn around and you're in New York City. And that's the same with our health. Every day do something important and that'll make a change.
And the key points, now talk to me a little bit about how much continuous glucose monitoring helped you and what you've done about it. In other words, I should tell people we are talking with Tracy Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, and she has written both Ride for Hope and Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph, Lessons from 40 Years of Beating the Odds. She's told us she has, and she told us in the book as well, that she has type 1 diabetes. And one of the things that seemed to me to pop out in the book was how much easier, better, and more reliable it got with continuous glucose monitoring. And talk to me about that. And who would you say should have that?
I personally feel that it's been a lifesaver for me. I can go backpacking. I can do normal activities like everybody else can do. And I just look at my phone and I can see what my blood sugar levels are. And it's amazing. It'll tell you, like alarms, if your blood sugar goes dangerously low or dangerously high, you can see what's going on with your body. And that's a tool that when you wear one of those, and I will get to that question in just a second, but when you wear one of those and you see the impact certain foods have on your body, you'll never go back to not wanting to have one of those again. And I personally feel, and I know
that... It is interesting that there are surprises with that, right? I mean, in other words, you wouldn't expect some foods to do this and other foods not to. What was the biggest surprise for foods for you?
The biggest surprise for me was black coffee. I drink black coffee, one cup every morning, and then I switch to green tea. And I kept telling my doctor, my endocrinologist, I'd say, there's something not right with my coffee, because everything else, I was having salads. I mean, I knew what I was eating in the morning was fine, and everything else was fine. And I started looking at it, and he said, okay, for a week, don't drink any coffee and let's see. And then my blood sugars were perfect again. I mean, they're always perfect, but they were bouncing up and down. And then I realized that I needed a little tweak of insulin with black coffee. I mean, there was nothing in it. And he said, I've never heard that before in my life. So he actually wrote, you know, research on my case about how black coffee raised my blood sugar. Now we know now it's because of the caffeine and so forth, but that was something I never would have surprised. That was surprising. I mean, pizza, you understand, you know, I don't eat that kind of stuff, but you could understand that. But I tell you, if every person of the 88 million people that have prediabetes in the United States, if every one of those could just get a CGM, just even for 6 months, so they could start seeing what impacts and how exercise impacts the blood sugar, they would be shocked and they would learn so much. Therefore, they would get healthier. Therefore, they would not always end up with diabetes. I mean, it's just a lot. And exercise, I do a lot of high intensity exercise, which is wonderful for people with diabetes, but it does spike your blood sugar when you're exercising. Now, if I go for a long run, my blood sugars drop. So if you don't have a continuous glucose monitor, you're not going to understand those things. Again, I started a foundation to help children who in the country who don't have CGMs with type 1 and can't afford it, because it's just the most amazing piece of equipment that I've ever seen in my life. And I think that every person with prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and type 1 diabetes should have this. And I always say, I'd give up food before I'll give up my CGM.
And we've been talking with Tracy Herbert. And so, Tracy, you've probably studied different CGNs, that is continuous glucose monitoring. Is there a major difference between the different brands?
Yes, I've only used two different brands. And one I have a little bit more favoritism towards, but there's also one that's just recently out that that's also good, and it's a lot less money, but it doesn't give the alarms like some of the other ones do. But for somebody, again, without being on insulin or oral medication, then that would probably be a good starting point for them. But FDA runs... test after test after test. I mean, they're all very good products, but I have my favorite, obviously, because I've been with this.
And you're not going to tell us your favorite.
Can I?
Sure.
Okay. I didn't know if it was Dexcom. Dexcom has worked wonders for me. It's just, it's far beyond superior on anything else I've ever used.
So the two major brands are one by Abbott and one by Dexcom, and we could not
Medtronic.
Get out of our...
And Medtronic, there's another one.
And Medtronic, and we could not get out of our diabetes expert, who actually has studied the differences between them, which one he preferred. But we do have a consumer now who is a superb consumer, obviously, Tracy Herbert. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart or Radio MD or wherever you downloaded us from. 50,000 of you a week, I hope, can't all be wrong. So thanks very much for doing it. Thanks for telling your friends and rating us weekly, I hope. This has been 1019B. The B's are always the guest of the week. And great guests we have, while the A's are the latest medical news of the week and what it means for you. That is, what action I would advise you to consider. Next week, 1020, is our special, where I'm going to go over the 14. It's my 20th anniversary, and I know some people have written in and said, how can be your 52 times 20 is not 1020, it's 1040. Yes, but the week between Christmas and New Year's is always a best of week. So that's why 1020 is our 20th anniversary special. And I'll be doing the 14, rather than having a guest, 1020 will be both the A and the B will be on the 14 latest research areas relating to longevity and why it's likely we'll have a 30-year jump in average in life expectancy by 2030. And when I say 30 years, people say, are you crazy? Well, that's actually a conservative number. It's likely to be much greater. In any case, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com to get daily vitamin packs and supplement packs personalized to you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor, Persona Nutrition, personalizes them for you. You can take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com and talk to one of the dietitians or nutritionists totally for free there. It's a wonderful service, mypersona.com. We'll be back next week. And again, next week is the special week. And then in 2 weeks, we'll resume with the guests of the week. Thank you, Tracy Herbert, for being so wonderful and talking to us about the management of type 1 diabetes with a 3M program. Remember, her book is Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph. And where can they, Tracy, I hope you're still on, where can they find a coach through you? Is it at longevitycodes.com?
Yes, or if they want to watch my bike, a recap of my bike ride across the country, tracyherbert.com. That's TracyHerbert.com. And I've got a wealth of information. I also do a podcast, Your Diabetes Breakthrough. And there's all sorts of information. But please, please, please go onto the website and watch the video of a recap of my bike ride, because that will make you just feel like you can do anything no matter what you have going on.
And we'll be back next week. Thanks very much, Caitlin, for great engineering, and thank you for listening.